Seth, tell us what you think about this Philly game at the Saints. The Saints playing so well, but, you know, a couple weeks off sometimes can knock you off your game.
Well, the NFC, I think, you know, the two teams that advanced last week, you know, advanced by sheer, you know, luck, so to speak. You know, I expected Philadelphia to really dominate the game a little more than what they did last week, and I just don't see them going into New Orleans, which, you know, with the fact that Chicago has all the injuries on defense and the big question mark at quarterback, I just don't see. I think that New Orleans is probably the best team in the NFC right now. I just can't, you know, I don't see Philadelphia being able to go down and win that game with all the emotion that's going to be involved with that game, and as well as they've been playing, as well as New Orleans has been playing, you know, throughout the season. I don't see them going down there beating the Saints at home.
Before we let you go, my good friend Luke Jensen, what's your surprise pick in the playoffs today?
Well, I'm going with Seth's team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Once again, I love teams with a lot to prove, and Garcia, he's got a big payday if he can come up big. No one expects him to win this game. If he goes out there and has some big numbers, he played ugly and he won against the Giants. Now he can kind of loosen it up. He's got so much to gain here if he has a big playoff run. If he can bring the Super Bowl championship to Philadelphia, he's going to get a massive contract next year. I think that's going to drive the Philadelphia Eagles. That's my surprise pick.
Well, I think that Andy Reid has finally gotten over his ego trip. You know, he's turned the offensive play calling over to Marty Morningwood. And what Marty has done is he's balanced up the offense. Instead of trying to throw the ball three times a game, you know, they're extremely balanced. And I think that is the success of those offenses, to be balanced. And especially with a guy like Jeff Garcia, you know, you need to have balance as far as the run attack is concerned to allow him to be, you know, successful, because he's better when he's moving. He can make some plays from the pocket, but I think he's a much better quarterback, you know, when he's moving. But so when you're running the ball with some efficiency, you know, you can play pass and short roll and bootleg and do some different things to give him some run pass options. And I think that's the greatest thing, you know, that they've done. Conversely, I think Mr. Jensen is putting too much into the quarterbacks, because I just believe that if, for both of those teams, if they don't run the ball effectively, then that makes both of those quarterbacks, you know, very average. And the thing to watch this weekend is the situation. Peyton Manning last week, three interceptions. If he plays against a better team, they don't win that football
game. It's over.
Game.